For nature.
For the ocean.
For people.
For animals.
Okay, hello all the Sanus Planet people who are watching this right now. We are making the Sanus Planet podcast, and this is the first podcast today we are recording. And the first podcast, of course, I have to make with Claudia Maneri from Butterfly Onlus. This is an organization which is supported by Sanus Life International since years already. And it was the first organization in the end. It's the first one Sanus Life was supporting. And that's why I thought, hey, Claudia, you're definitely the first one I want to talk to. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much. This is really nice from you.
It's a pleasure to be with you. And I thank you for the opportunity to talk to your people.
Thank you so much. Claudio, this podcast is about, is here to give people the information and a bit of more transparency that they see who are the people behind the organizations we support with Sanus Planet. So who are the people we support? Who are you? What are you doing? Where are you right now? Tell me a little bit about you.
Very nice. Okay. What I am. there's a long story. Actually, I started to be graduated in architecture, but then I moved to Egypt, where I've been living for about 5 years, 4 years and a half, for a contracting company over there. And I came back, etc. My life was smooth till a certain day when one of my daughters, 22 years old, took her life off. So that was a big problem for me, for I imagine for any parent to lose a child or a close person such as a child. And then you have two options. Either you start to you stop living, or you react somehow. So my feeling was to react to this extreme pain and to do something, even because nobody could take back my daughter. So I decided to change completely my life, and I established this Butterfly Foundation. And the name butterfly is just intended to mean the transformation, you know, of the butterfly. So to change what is sorrow, pain, and desperation into love for other people. So that was the main thing that brought me to establish this foundation. And first thing I did was to take my other daughter. Luckily, I had a second daughter. So Sibyl, that passed away, left some money because she wanted to go to South America to be a psychologist and to work with the kids. So I got this money together with Coralie, which is the other daughter, and we gave money for the construction of a small school for the Indians in South America. And then I say, well, I cannot do this kind of things on a personal basis. So I decide to establish foundation that, by the way, we are 10 friends deciding to do this operation. I involved the friends, and what they were scattered along the country, somebody in Rome, the other in Milan, the other, and everybody had something to do. Next week, no, I cannot. Then finally, somebody say, well, let's do next Saturday. Okay. Everybody say, okay. Tak. We went, we signed, and then we discovered, but it was not the intention. That was the 19th of November, which is the birthday of my daughter. So that was, I started to have some communication with her. That was, then I wrote books about that. But in any case, and then she say, thanks, Daddy, because this really is a great gift you gave for my birthday. But this was a kind of, if you want to call it coincidence, but I mean, I think something else. And that was the starting. And we started with a project in Nepal, which was, I studied architecture, but I'm not an architect in the sense that then I changed my work. But together with a friend of mine, we designed this school. We found the money, and then we built the school for the Tibetan children because, you know, when I was kid or younger, I drove to Nepal by car in the 70s. So I had in mind this idea of Himalaya, of the Tibet, this fantasy. Then there was this monk that told me, we have a land in Kathmandu, why we don't make a school? So, okay, let's do the school. But I had no money. And then smoothly the money came because, you know, I didn't have any tradition of building school around. So it was difficult to collect money because somehow, if you have some, I keep building school, okay. But they say, hey, no, I'm starting now. So I had the contribution of my brother at the time. And then the other supporter, donor, came. I met the Dalai Lama. I mean, it was really a very good project because my idea was just to support the education. You know, it's important to give a chance in third world countries to kids to grow and to study and to have a future. Then after a while, there was a manager of an insurance company, a friend of mine. So I say, listen, you have a lot of money. I mean, can you give me some money to do something? They say, okay, I give you. She gave me 20,000, I think, at the time. I said, but I need something quickly. I mean, in 2 months, I have a convention with all the agents, et cetera, et cetera. I want to promote this idea. And so it was difficult to think with 20,000 euros about a school, where to build it, and I mean, to organize or supporting the government. And it came to my, as a sort of inspiration, this kind of things that comes, maybe a suggestion of my daughter, I keep thinking. And water, so we started with water. There was an Italian NGO, yeah, the slogan, a glass of water. You cannot deny anybody a glass of water. Say, that's a nice thing. I mean, water is important. So we did the first well together. And going on, I just got some spare money to pay my ticket. And I went there, made the video, the photo. And then we collected 50,000 during the convention. So that was the start of a water project. Actually, water is what connecting a butterfly to Sanu's life, because that was my idea as well, to say, well, look at this. I bought one of your Ekaya, you know,
the ionizer,
my water purifier. Mm-hmm. And I was very, so I went through all the website and said, well, listen, this company is doing something nice. And well, why not trying to tell them that we are working on water for survival. They are working for water for good health, and why not? And the response was
combining.
Great. And the response went on, and we were very, very happy to meet then the people. Some of your staff came, as you know, to Ethiopia. It was really a good story, and we are very happy about that.
And, so with Sanu's Life, you started then at the same time, at this time when you met Sanu's Life people, Ewald or Verena, that this time you started in it to do something for water in Ethiopia.
No.
Before.
That was much before.
Before.
Ethiopia was in 2004 and we started with you. Yeah, it's now it's about, the Butterfly was established in 2002, so... It's mm-hmm. almost 20 years now.
Oh,
and mainly, well, that was Nepal. Then we did something in a school in Myanmar. Mm-hmm. At the time, now we're still back with the press. I mean, at the time, San Suu Kyi was arrested already at the time. She was, but we succeeded to do this, to build this school for 300 kids. And then came the Ethiopia, and little by little, even though I love the sea, I mean, I feel okay when I'm close to the sea. At Ethiopia, there's no chance, but Ethiopia really is a great country. The people is beautiful and women very, you know, the royal, I would say. They're clean, they're beautiful, and the people really are really, we started to be involved emotionally, even with the people, because the more you go, the more you see, become friends, etc. Uh-huh. And then Madagascar saving my heart for seaside diving and all that. So we started with the school first on the in Antananarivo for a tour operator, they financed that. Mm-hmm. And then I discovered this Nosy Be, this island where we keep doing things, projects, schools, etc. So we take advantage of being there, open the school, make celebration, then a couple of dives in the meantime.
Nice, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's good. It needs something for your soul too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, what was really, really, when I wrote you the first time, when I wanted to talk to you and to make this podcast with you, and you wrote me, I asked you what you were doing at the moment. You said you're about to write your fifth book right now. So I was like, wow, okay, this guy has something to tell us, something a lot more. And then I asked you what the books are about. And then you told me that one book is quite well known in Italy for parents who lost their child. And in this moment, I knew you faced quite some loss and you had quite something big in your heart, which was painful. And then you said, yes, we have something in common with Sue, that we converted our pain into something bigger, into love. And I think this is something I want to pass on to people too. There are so many things happening on the world and you faced so many tragedies, not just the loss of your daughter, but so many places as well where people don't have anything. And you face this and it's hurting, but you are one of the people who goes there and creates something and helps the people and is doing something for a better world. And this is so beautiful. And that's why I want to thank you. And that's why I want people to know you, because they should see that there are so many beautiful people, good people on this planet who are doing something. Thank you for that so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I mean, the first thing is that it was good for me to do these kind of things, because when I go to Africa on these kind of countries, you really, and you bring water, you bring schools, etc., but you bring back much more than what you succeed to give. And then the story of Butterfly Foundation is also related to my books and to the conference, to the presentation of the books, and so to the meeting with so many parents losing their child, that had lost the child, the children. And this is important because people, they somehow follow the idea that you can do something for somebody else. And so I started to give the suggestion, maybe you can donate a well in the name of your son or classroom. And well, the people accepted the idea. And then when I tried always to bring them with me, I mean, for the opening, you have, 300 kids around, kids playing. And this is emotionally is really a recovery for these people. They feel that they did the right thing. And then when they come back, they are the promoter. They automatically, because they talk about their experience, they show the pictures. And that's why the butterfly somehow been growing. Yeah. But that was the main relation between the two things, the my books and the foundation, beside the fact that I wanted to change my life. And the books are a bit giving hope to the people. Obviously, when I present my books that are always somehow related between the two dimensions, I feel that I don't want to give my, I mean, this was my experience, and everybody can take out of a speech, out of a book, one page, one word, what is in resonance, you know, what is it that you have to take. The rest, you can drop it. No problem. I mean, maybe you read the complete book and there are one chapter that really, this sounds really something. And then that's the way. I mean, that's what I think is important. Now I'm writing something about that nobody knows yet, but I'm keep writing this on the concept of time, which is in this specific moment of change, your dimension of time is not according to the watch. So so I have some contributions, some things, and it's interesting.
Well, I'm really happy to read that book when it's out, because I really have the feeling so many times that time is a human concept. No, we are all focusing energy on the time, but I feel it different. I cannot explain it in words, but I feel it different. I don't know, especially since my boyfriend left this world in the way he was here. I have so many more feelings for these things. I cannot explain them yet. So I'm trying to find out.
Yeah. And you understand, I mean, certain kind of people understand each other without words, even. Yeah. When I meet some parents or anybody who had the same experience, I know that they know what I, you know, there's an immediate exchange of understanding, even yeah. without words.
Yeah.
And that's important. So, and the time is really the energy that you give to the time. It's not the watch. The watch yeah. is a practical instrument, but... Yeah.
Hey, and Claudia, what you said before, that was really interesting too, because you said that when you started to think about doing something for others, you started it first as well for yourself, right?
Because well, it's good for change. You.
Exactly. And I think this is many times when I do the projects I do, I feel that people say, hey, you're doing so much for the world, for the planet. Wow.
You... It's about yourself.
But I think so many, yeah, people say, think about yourself too. Or I do all the time. I mean, I'm not selfish. I really have to say all the things I do give me so much back. And they help me to create such a beautiful energy in me as well. So I'm not just thinking about others. I'm not never thinking about myself. I'm thinking about myself too. It's helping me too. That's what I want to pass on people too. It's good for you to give and to pass on good energy, to create something yeah. bigger. It's good for yourself
it's
too.
It is an exchange of energy, and you collect as you give. That's yeah. the real story. That's yes. what we should do always. Yeah. Not to give or to expect to receive. I mean, is a cross relation of energy, and it's good for you for sure. When I tell you that when I come back, I really feel to have really received more than the classroom or well, I mean, I know for them is extremely important, but it's the attitude of the people and the energy they give you back to say thank you. They have nothing. You share a piece of bread with some honey because that's all what they have. Sometimes they kill the cow, the sheep. And I say, no, spare the sheep. But you cannot, I mean, you have to respect also the tradition because that's something extraordinary for them. And they give you what they can. So you have to accept. You have to learn as well to accept because I know that it's much easier to give than to receive. Sometimes we are a bit blocked on receiving. But... Yeah. As I was saying before, must be a sort of exchange. Mm-hmm. So both yes. of them, yeah, both of people are happy. And so
yeah. Thank you. Claudio, can you tell us a little bit what you, since Sanus Life supported you, and now in future it's the Sanus Life which was supporting you, is creating the organization or the foundation Sanus Planet, right? And supporting many organizations, many more small organizations too. But sure. what happened in the last year with let's say with the money Sanus Life was able to support you? What did you have you been able to accomplish with that?
Well, that was on the video. We exceeded with I think 5,000 people having water and 700 school children. And we could open all the different projects beside the last one that obviously we know that is there, but we still don't have the you know, what I try to do is to give people or to give any donor some image, some response of what we are doing is very important too, because a lot of people, you know, give me this, support this, and they don't know what about the money they gave. So it's a very important to give visibility what you're doing. So that's what we try to do, as you see with the, now we will have by the end of the month a completely new website, and that will be also the partner, the important partner, and but to give evidence of what you're doing, that's mm-hmm. the main thing, because some of the people are a bit you know, everybody's asking for money, for support, et cetera. Mm. Give for that, give the distance adoption. Well, no, we have to, what I'm trying to tell the people, I'm here. That's my phone number. You can find it everywhere. Anything you call me. If you don't trust me, come with me. And we go to open your well and you see your classroom. So that's very important for, you know, to have trust of the people. And we got from your company really a good good dose of trust, and we appreciated that very much. And we will continue to give evidence with photos, with videos, and with the interviews of the people, even that is complicated, because they, in when we are in Tigray, they speak Tigrinya, which is not Amharic, and then somebody translates in English, and then in English. So it's complicated, but then at the end, you see these people, you understand what they are saying.
You feel the energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. And what is the situation, the current situation in Tigray? Can you explain a little bit about this, that people see, wow, it's really needed, some help is needed?
Yeah, is a terrible story, is a terrible situation, and we had some scattered reports because the official humanitarian organization are not still allowed to go wherever they want. Some big organization, United Nations, IRC, that handling the refugee camps of the people that fled, and we have almost 60,000 people that fled from the region. So it's a lot. You have families that are, I mean, it is really a disaster, as any war that is a nonsense. And this is a war of poor people. So they've been fighting between Ethiopia and Eritrea for a border. But you have only rocks there. You have no. There's no gas, petrol. There is no special minerals. There is nothing, and they're fighting. So that's the nonsense of the war. But you can't cannot help it. I mean, it's always a matter of power, and the people are suffering. And there are reports of people saying that they ask for a biscuit. You can imagine people starving. The kids are the first one. So really we want to do, I feel really handicapped to do something, because in this moment makes no sense. I go there, I can risk I don't care, as I say, of difficulties to reach the place, but they will kill me simply because maybe I have a watch or whatever. So it's difficult. But I hope. I mean, I was on the phone before with the bishop, saying that little by little he hopes that the United Nations, the United States, they are trying to intervene. So obviously there are big interests of the countries. For example, China decided that they do not object to a resolution stopping the war. Why? Mm. I mean, these are, I mean, you should say, because they have interest with a big country, not with the region. So it's all this, which is annoying and really sad. But hopefully I succeeded to have now with a big company producing pasta in Italy. Probably they give us some. So I'm trying to organize maybe a container, because really the people now is the action they need as soon as possible. And then smoothly, I hope we will succeed, we will go, we'll understand what has to be repaired or readjusted. And hopefully life will go back again.
My next question would have been, what do you suggest people to do if they want to help you? So there is a possibility that they can connect with you and help you, support you with food as well, to send food down? Or is this not the...
No, that's very complicated. Now I will investigate, because it's a matter that came Friday. Last week, Friday, this company say, okay, we can give you... I have no idea of the quantities, but now the bishop told me that the Salesians in Rome, they're organizing already containers. So if I can put a little bit together, but I cannot receive food. I mean, this will be done, and you cannot be pieces by pieces. I mean, with things.
But if there would be a company which would hear this podcast, they could contact you if they would like to be
I will check with the possibility, because we cannot. Once I sent a container to Nepal, and it was a disaster, because been working for 10 days to receiving things, good fitting everything, and then this container had to go through India and then to be discharged. So 50% of the goods disappeared, and then they blocked. is a headache if you are not familiar with this. So I prefer to, well, if I know that you have something, check if it can be correctly reached the destination, because that's the other key point. I want to be sure that when the containers in Ethiopia will go to the people. And that's another point.
Yeah.
So that's a situation that progressing, but well, step by step. I cannot.
Is there another something that people can do to support you? Mainly at the moment, it might probably be as well a donation that might help always.
At the moment, we put in the how do you call it, salvadanaio, in a money bag. Let's say the donation, and then we, well, we could do something to send some money like this, but this in the needs is a drop that will not solve the problem. I prefer to be sure to be able to go to understand what is needed. Well, in this school, we need benches. This we have to repair. So to address the properly and to be responsible for that, for the same reason I told you before, I don't want to have money of which I cannot be responsible like this. I never did it. I want to be sure that we can do the things that we intend to do.
That's really, really amazing.
That's the main thing.
Otherwise,
it's a risk. In this situation, it's a risk.
Yeah.
Because if you're not sure, you send money, the banks are closed, not closed. The people are so desperate that who knows. That's related to the time. It's the time to be patient. I'm always doing ready to do a project tomorrow. No, the teaching is that wait. You have to wait and now talk with yourself and solve your problems if you have problems, as everybody has. But try to use time in a different way, not under pressure or under the rumor sounds.
And this is quite a hard thing to learn, right? I feel so many times there are so many things in this world that when I felt like I have to do this now. I have to find a solution. I have to solve the. It does not work like this.
No,
it's not working like this. Hey, Claudio, I'm sorry.
No.
Is there something you would like to like you would like to ask the people or to tell the people, your a main message or some of your big words, what you want to share with the people who are listening to this podcast? Like, what is your philosophy or your hope for the future in Ethiopia or even in other places for the whole humanity? What is your big vision of the future?
Well, I hope that the people will change, and we want to work on the people. That's why we are working on schools. I was telling you about this project with the American friends of the Virginia Tech, the linking lives to connect people, the connection. Now everybody's talking about walls, isolate the people. And really, I hope that the connection will improve. And we're trying our best to do it. It's difficult because we have a lot of obstacles. But that has to be the philosophy, I mean, of life, to try to, first of all, to look positive, in not to be depressed. I mean, try to see. There will be always some light at the end of the tunnel, even for personal drama, as we had to experience, or for anything in life. Sometimes we complain for what is not necessary. Try to think about the serious problems. And there are some situations that people do not really imagine. To give an example, I luckily, I never been in a hospital. I got this gift to be in a good health always. Sometimes it happened to me to be in a hospital and you discover a world that you cannot imagine. I was in the hospital for pet therapy with friends, with the dogs, for a therapy for the kids we have with the cancer. So listen, how many kids and these people. So there are some situations that unless you are not involved somehow, you don't know, you don't think. And this should bring you to experience what is not needed. I was happy to be to have the opportunity to work for 4 years in Egypt in the 80s with my daughters that were both very, very small. And they experienced a reality which is not the reality of the games on the TV or the watch. I mean, some message that I give always to the parents is that well, obviously you have to help your kids when they are small, but then you have to make them free. It's not my son, my daughter, that the big problem with it when you lose somebody is mine.
Yeah.
And when you talk about a kid, you're not only losing your kid, you're losing all what your construction, what you imagine. Oh, he will grow up, he will get married, he will get a job, he will be a lawyer like me. And then zero, not only physically the kid that actually passed away, but all what your imagination,
all the dreams.
And that's a desperate story. I mean, it's difficult to recover. So you have to really be like Gibran saying, give them a chance to be independent, because after all, they are your brothers, not your property. You gave the opportunity to some souls to experience the life, and there you are. And so you look from a different perspective, these problems.
Yeah, for me, it helped me a lot. When my boyfriend committed suicide, it helped me a lot. When I started to feel about he was never in my possession, he was never mine. And how can you lose someone or something which was never yours? And this helped me a lot.
Yeah, because you are already advanced in your path, but people, not everybody is the same. So you cannot complain with somebody who is saying, well, there is only this desperate and parents who wants to follow the kids, and you're not there you have to leave. That's the lesson that you have to, and then they say, I mean, the problems you have to face looks like that you are able to overtake. You never have something happening that normally you cannot overtake. So you have the power, the strength within yourself. You have to experience that. And maybe this can be of great help for other people, because they will look at you and say, listen, oh, she was good. Listen, she understood that the boyfriend was not a property. She was already. And this, you give something. And that's important, because it's an experience that can be shared, who understood.
And I think as well, one of the main things in life is to grow. Right.
Yeah.
Personally, not personal growth. And I think when people listen to your words, and when they listen to your story and to all you have seen and you have created from it or on it, that helps people as well to grow. And that's why I want to make this podcast. And that's why I'm so thankful to you that you shared your time with me. It's really, nice. Really beautiful.
Great pleasure. Great
Thank
pleasure.
You. Thank
You're a great person. I understand.
Thank you so much. Really nice. Well, Claudio, I would like to talk on with you. So when I stop this, when I stop the recording, we will definitely talk on a little bit.
Oh,
if you have still time for some minutes.
Absolutely.
But
the
for all
time,
the people,
as you know, you have to take your time.
Yes.
It's not something. Okay.
Exactly.
You choose every second your life, you make a decision, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's it. In every second of your life, you take a decision, right? And I think that's one of the best final sentences here right now, because every decision we take, we are responsible for the decisions we take, and we can
Absolutely.
Decide if the outcome from that decision is a good one or not. We can decide that
too.
Yeah,
but not only with the mind.
Yep. Exactly. Heart needs to be there too. Thank you so much, Claudia, and thank you
Pleasure.
All the people who were listening
thank
to this podcast.
Thank you for this. You did. Thank you.
All the best,
Have
Claudia.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Ciao. Bye-bye.